The Lord's Prayer, Chapter 39, According to His Will. In close relation to the above promise is the following statement: And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Here is something definite. It is positive knowledge. On this basis, we do not have to imagine that we receive the things that we ask for, nor to wonder if we shall receive them, but we know every step of the way. Of course, the first question that will arise is this: How may we know that we are asking according to the will of God? We may know by His Word. The Word of God contains His will. In it He has recorded the exceeding great and precious promises, which guide us in our request. Let us note a few of the statements of what His will is. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. This gives us a wide range for requests. Anything that pertains to this present evil world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, we may know that it is the will of God to deliver us from. Therefore, whatever evil thing we wish deliverance from, we have only to ask for deliverance. And we know that God hears us. And we know that He hears us. We also know that we have the thing that we asked for. Therefore, in asking the Lord for deliverance from evil, we may thank Him for the deliverance granted. Here are some more promises. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. I, even I, am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember your sins. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit upon your seed, and my blessing upon your offspring. But time and space would fail us if we should attempt to repeat all the statements of the will of God concerning us. There are things enough in the Bible, things that it is the will of God to give to us to keep us asking as long as we live. And whenever we ask for one of them, we not only may, but must, know that He hears us, and that He gives us what we ask for. It is His will to do so, and He cannot deny Himself. But suppose now that there is something concerning which we do not know the will of God, what shall we do? Well, we may ask Him to reveal His will to us. He is able to do it, and it is likely that the reason that we do not know it is that we have not given close enough heed to His word. Often our impatience, or our selfish desire for a certain thing, prevents us from hearing the voice of the Lord in the matter. We will suppose, however, that the will of the Lord has not been made known to us, in a certain case. Shall we then not ask at all? Certainly we may ask, but only according to His will. For what confidence can we have that our request will be granted, if we do not know that God is willing to give it to us? This is a very simple thing, if our wills are only submitted to God. The Savior left us an example, when He prayed, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. When we do not know what the will of God is, we may ask that His will, whatever it may be done. This does not mean that God has to be asked to do His own will, but it is simply telling Him that we are willing that He should do His will in our case, whatever it may be. What shall we then do? Leave the matter with the Lord, and await the result, and be sure that whatever the result is, it is according to the will of God, and be satisfied with it. The trouble with so many who pray in this way is that they allow their desires to destroy the force of their prayers. They decide in their own minds what the result ought to be. And when that result does not follow, they say that the Lord did not hear their prayers. This is charging God foolishly. If we do not know what the will of the Lord is, then we are not to allow our desires to become fixed upon what may prove to be a forbidden thing to us. There is a text that opens up a vast field for our prayers. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. This is unlimited. The one whose delight is in the Lord can make any request he pleases, and it will be granted. Such a one will not make any selfish request.